So I grew up in a family of eight. I appreciated my parents. I don't have a lot of memories of growing up or like under the age of 10 or that young, but I do remember my mom telling me that not all Amish go to heaven, so that really shook me up. Got me thinking, then how do I know I'm going to heaven? So, yeah. So at the age of 12, Dad gave me a little booklet on moral purity and talked about moral purity, and that really convicted me. Before that, I just indulged in wicked thoughts, impure thoughts. And at the age of 14, I got into sexual immorality. I wasn't sure if it's wrong or not, but I really got convicted. I repented again and again, but had no power at all. At that time, I really disrespected my parents. Didn't really talk to a lot of people. I was very self-centered and just kind of kept to my own. I didn't have good relationships with my brothers and sisters, and I argued a lot with them, fought a lot with my brothers, and thought everybody was against me. But actually, I was against everybody else, picked fights with everybody. When I turned 16, I wanted to be a Christian. I wanted to look good, be a good person, because I looked up to people that were like that. So, but there was a lot of pride involved. I was blessed with good friends. We wanted what was right in the youth group, but we didn't have victory, or we didn't know what it takes to serve the Lord. At the age of 17, I think it was, when we started getting together with our group. The group there, that are a lot of the brothers here now. I was really blessed by that. Really sought the Lord over that time. And the Lord was drawing me to Himself. He was convicting me, but I was in unbelief. I never thought that He could change my desires completely. So I was still in sin. And then I got baptized. I wasn't born again, but I committed my life to God. It was more of just a commitment. I didn't really have a lot of power, but yeah. Then we had to stop getting together. My relationships worsened with my brothers, and didn't really grow spiritually over that time. I got back to fighting with my brothers. I forgot to say that when we started getting together with that group, the arguments with my brothers kind of stopped or lessened a lot. But then after we stopped getting together, I just got back to fighting. So then soon after that, we moved to Michigan. I didn't really want to move, but I did anyway, and moved up there, and I was going to give it a try and wanted to make it work, but then I talked to my brothers and some of the other brothers here a lot on the phone. Was really encouraged. They encouraged me and encouraged me to work on relationships at home and just seek the Lord. And my brother Paul talked to me about bitterness. I was very still bitter at my parents and bitter at people and still had wrong desires, but I repented of that and had victory over the frustrations and bitterness. So yeah, that my relationship with my parents really improved over that time. I had freedom from lustful thoughts. I don't know if I still had the desires or not, but then I was thinking about moving down here. I feared a lot. Didn't trust the Lord with my life totally. I was in doubt and fear. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I did move down. I'm very blessed with the teaching I received here. Was convicted on other areas, and we started getting together for discipleship meetings with a couple of the brothers. Was one of the first times, maybe the second or third time, I was convicted. They just confronted me about pride, and I thought I was a Christian. I really thought I had everything together, and I had pride in that, and I was convicted. I fell before the Lord, repented, and I just gave everything to God. I was like, I can't do this anymore by myself. It is not by my own strength anymore, but God's. So I experienced joy. For that day, I was still very empty, and I didn't really have. I just felt empty, just totally empty. But after that, I experienced joy, peace, and today I can testify that God has given me a new heart, new desires. I'll read John 12. John 12:24-26. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. But he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And Titus 3:5-7. Not by the works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. With that, I am free from sin by the power of his resurrection. I have a desire for a believer's baptism and to be part of the local body of believers. God bless you.